four different inventions that promise to deliver the perfect partner, the perfect gestation, the perfect meet, the perfect death. They aren't perfect yet. They're still being made in labs and garages and studios, in hospitals, workrooms and warehouses. Some of them will be on sale within a few years. Others will take decades to be market ready, but they will all become an inevitable part of human life. How much are we about to hand over to technology? And how will it change us? To answer this, we will travel across four continents and visit the darkest parts of the internet. I'm going to take you to the kitchens where priceless chicken nuggets are made, the members-only meetings where people learn how to kill themselves, the labs where fetuses grow in bags, and the discussion boards where men plan all-out war against women. We will meet scientists, humanoids, designers, ethicists, entrepreneurs and provocateurs. We will meet a fertility specialist prepared to do almost anything to satisfy his patients, a man who's married to his sex doll, a cake decorator who helped her best friend die, and an artist who uses living flesh as his medium. The men I'll encounter who are behind these technologies, and they will pretty much all be men, are sometimes driven by principle, sometimes by passion, often by money, but always by the promise of validation and fame. They all share the belief that technology can let us have the lives we truly desire without sacrifice, that it can eliminate our problems and set us free. But even the smartest visionaries can't foresee where their innovations will take us. When Steve Jobs launched the iPhone, he dared to hope that it would capture 1% of the market. He had no idea that smartphones would take over our lives, overshadow our relationships, become the external organ we can't function without. Radically disruptive technology always comes with aftershocks too extraordinary ever to predict. If we can have babies without having to bear children, eat meat without killing animals, have the ideal sexual relationship without compromise, have a perfect death without suffering, how else will human nature be changed forever? Without us realizing it, human existence is being redefined in ways no one can determine or control. To show you why I believe this is already happening, let me take you to a Southern California factory where the world's most glamorous adult toys are made. Part 1. The Future of Sex. The Rise of the Sex Robot. Chapter 1. Where the Magic Happens. Abyss Creations is an unremarkable grey building off Route 78 in San Marcos, a 30-minute drive north of San Diego, with a half-empty parking lot and a high perimeter wall. There's no sign, no logo, no indication that a world-famous, world-leading, multi-million-dollar sex toy business operates behind the tinted glass. They don't want to attract passing customers, or fanboys, or rubberneckers. When you pass between the sliding doors, you are greeted at reception by a seated, life-size female doll in black glasses and a white shirt that strains to contain her heavy cleavage. A male doll stands beside her, dressed in a grey tie and waistcoat. His almond eyes and sharp cheekbones are unmistakably those I've seen in videos and photographs of Matt McMullen, Abyss Creations' founder, chief designer, and CEO. There's a very convincing plastic orchid with sinuous fake roots creeping over onto the counter. Everything here is synthetic, but you only realise on second glance. Abyss Creations is the home of Real Doll, the world's most famous hyper-realistic silicone sex doll. Every year, up to 600 of them are sent out from the workshop in San Marcos to bedrooms in Florida and Texas, Germany and the UK, China and Japan and beyond, costing anything from $5,999 for a basic model to tens of thousands if the customer has unusual specifications. Vanity Fair magazine calls them the Rolls-Royce of sex dolls. Real Dolls have modelled in Dolce & Gabbana fashion shoots and starred in a string of movies and TV shows from CSI New York to My Name is Earl, and most famously opposite Ryan Gosling in Lars and the Real Girl. This is the most high-end masturbation on the market. Dakota Shaw, Matt's nephew and all-round helper, is going to take me on a tour of the factory. He lopes up to shake my hand, a warm smile beaming out from behind a magnificent copper beard. Dakota works in shipping and handles the social media accounts.